We're up to the Gemara, Daf Chavov Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Toshma. The Gemara is going back to the machlekes we had on Chav Helmet Beis. There was a machlekes Abayin Rova. Hano habole le'odem bal korchoi. If a person gets a hano against his will, so there's a machlekes Abayin Rova. Hano bal korchoi. Even though it's Isur Hano, I didn't want to have hano. I wasn't mechaven and I didn't want it. So Abayi says it's mutter, Rova says it's osa. So the Gemara says the machlokes in the Lishna Kama was by Efsher v'loy mechavin. I can take a different street, but I take this street. I'm Efsher to avoid it, but I took it anyways. But I'm not mechavin to enjoy the aroma of Davar Dezorah. The machlokes over there is Abayi says that it's muteres because it's lemaisa according to Reb Shimon. Efsher v'loy mechavin is muter. You go b'se kavon is loy mechavin. And Rava says it's also because Reb Shimon only said it by a safsel godel where it's loy Efsher. We can't lift it. Abayi says even by Yisaf Zekotin. But by when it's Loy Efsha, so then Reb Shimon will never say it, and that's why Rava holds Efsha V'loy Mechavan is Osa. That's Lishna Kama. Lishna Basra said that no, that is a Machlok Zabir and Reb Shimon by Efsha V'loy Mechavan. The Machlok Zabai and Rava is by Loy Efsha V'kom Mechavan. Meaning I can't avoid it, I have to go here. But the Maisa, I'm being Mechavan. So over here, it's Punkt Vakert. That according to Reb Shimon, you go about the Kavona, everyone says, Avada, that it's Osi, being Mechavan. The Machloek is a Libet Reb Yehuda. Abaye, that says that according to Reb Yehuda, Kavona is not what plays a role over here. The Ik is not the Kavona. The Ik is the Efsher v'loy Efsher. Since of here it's loy Efsher, so Mela will be Mutter. Mashiach and Rava says, you don't say Reb Yehuda Lekula, and we balt over here, it's Komechavan. So even though it's loy Efsher, you're not going to say that Reb Yehuda is Lekula, and Avada, it's going to be Osir. That's Rav Shita, according to Reb Yehuda, it's going to be Osa. That was the Machlokes Abayi and Rava we had yesterday on Chav Helmet Beis. The Gemara on Chav Vav, the Gemara brought Rayas, Legabe Kol Ma'ay V'Reach, and the Gemara Abayi and Rava, each one brought Rayas to each other. Now the Gemara continues with the Rayas. Zog the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, Toshma, Hechnisa L'Rivka, if you bring a Egla Rufa, an Egla Rufa, the Halacha is, it cannot have any work done to it. Hechnisa L'Rivka, if you brought it into a yoke. Now, you brought it there not in order to be dash, not in order to thresh. You brought it there to be manic from the mother. Or the Ben Chanan says, you brought it there to eat. But the point is not to do a work. And the Maisi was dash on its own without you telling it to do it, without you leading it. Kshero, it's still kosher for Egla Rufa. But if your intent was that it should be manic from the mother is there under that same yoke. And it should also be dash, so then it's psula. But then your Maisi doing an avoid, and that's when it's possible. Now, Zokte Gemara Raya, V'hocha Deloy Efsher. Why is it Loy Efsher? Because it has to be manic from the mother. V'kom Mechavin. And you're being Mechavin that what? You're being Mechavin that it should be Dash. The Sefer says, B'shul Shatinek V'tidosh Psula. You're being Mechavin for Disha, it's possible, even though it's Loy Efsher. It's no way out of it. It has to be manic from the mother. It's Loy Efsher V'kom Mechavin, it says possible. So we see clearly a Raya to Rava, that Loy Efsher v'kom Mechavan is Osa, because of Machlek Zabayin Rava and Lishna Basra. Over here we see Loy Efsher, it has to be by the mother, v'kom Mechavan. So Abaye said that it's Muteres, Rava says Psula, it's a right to Rava. Now Rav Cholin and Kovit Shurim says the same lomdus like he started off the Sugya. Rav Cholin started off the Sugya. That just like by a Maisa Achila, you have to do a Maisa, Hano, the Gemara Sugya of Hano, Habol, Elonim, Balkorchoi, it's not stam we ask a Hano. You have to have a Maisa that's Mesiachas to you. So now the question is, what's called a Maisa? Is Loi Efshe called a Mechavan a Maisa? Is Efshe Veloi Mechavan called a Maisa? It has to be Mesiachas to you. But Avada, you have to have a Maisa, Shimon says, because it says, Belosh and Achila, we learn Hano. So you need a Maisa. So just like Achil is a Maisa, and Anuas to come back through Maisa. So Dr. Bechon, the same thing over here. When we say that Loi Efshev Kom Chavan is possible, that just like over there you need a Maisa, Vahanoa Boilam Balkochoi, so over here we're saying over here that Legabed Dim Psul, the Dim Psul of Egla Rufa, then avoid it being done to it, so you have to have a Maisa that's Mesiachas to you. So over here we see that Loi Efshev Kom Chavan, it's psula. That means it's considered a maisa. On that, the Gemara is going to say, no, it's nichale. We see the Gemara's teretz. There's no rai over here. Abaye would agree it's possible. Yes, Abaye usually holds by a case of loy efshev v'kom mechaven, it's muteres. But by a case of egla rufa, he agrees it's going to be possible. Why? Shiny hosom dechsiba shalai ubad bo. It says by Egel Rufa, no work can be done to it. No work means no work. No work means that it can't be dash. And since you're nichale in a ma'aseh disha, so that's why it's possible. Even though usually loy efshev kamachaven a bay holder's mutter. But over here it's a parasha of Ashalu Ubad Bo. Ashalu Ubad Bo Mikol Mokoim. In fact, the more if that's the case, it's even in the Reisha. Vayichnisa L'Rivka. Even you didn't want it to be Dash and it was Dash, we say it's Kosher L'Kuli Alma. Why should it be Kosher? L'Maisa it's Ubad Bo. It's L'Maisa Avoidu was done to it. Zogmori Yochi Afilu Reisha Nami. Why is it Ksher L'Kuli Alma? On that the Gemara says, Davchov Vov Omid Beis. The teretz of the Gemara is, like Rashi says, Tirutzu, we're comparing it to Porah Adumah. Porah Adumah is very similar. Just like Eglah Rufa, it states you can't have an avoided onto it, but Porah Adumah also an avoided can be done to it. What state by Porah Adumah as follows, and we're comparing the ratio to Porah Adumah. Ledami Allah, Shochan Aleh Oif, if you have a Porah Adumah, a bird sat on it, it's still kosher. Sheikha. Ol Aleh Zocha, but Zocha was oil on it and made it with it, psula. One is called an avoda that's nichalei, and one is not nichalei. My time, what's the difference? Omer HaPopa, the reason is as follows. Iksiv ovad v'kina ovad. If we would say ovad, and you read it as ovad, so then add the ovad bo you, then he has to do a ma'aseh b'yadayim of an avoda with it. Iksiv ubad v'kina ubad. If we would say ubad means even memele, even without you doing a ma'aseh, and you would rewritten that way and read that way, then I feel memele nami. Then anything that happens to it is considered a psul. It says Ovad, but you read it Uvad with a Vav. So Uvad domi the Ovad. The Uvad has to be domi the Ovad. Ma Ovad the Nichalei, just like when he is Ovad. It's Nichalei because he's doing the Maisa. Af Uvad the Nichalei. So there has to be a Nichusa. And Olalel Oif is not called a Nichusa. Mashenke, when it made it, Olalel Zocha, it's a Nichusa. Yes, you didn't do a Maisa.
For the Baal,
for the owner. The owner, the state, if it would have said Ovad, then it has to be him doing the Maisa. It would say Ubad, then written Ubad, and read Ubad, then it doesn't make a difference what you do. It's Memela too. But since it's written Ovad and Skrin and Ubad, so then it has to be a Nichusa in the Memela. So the Memela of an Oif is Loi Nichalei. Bashek and Memela of a Behema is Nichalei. So the same thing over here. Zog Vashi. Olalea Zocha Psula de Nichalei Vuadin Latinak Vetidosh. When you send the Egla Rufa Tinak Vetidosh, so then it's Nichalei. When it's hichnisa l'rivka and a dosh on its own, so then it's loy nichalei. Then it's like olalei oif. Then it's loy nichalei. I never wanted it to be dash. So that's why that's the difference. Lo'oilam is not raya to the sugi of loy efshe v'komachavin. Loy efshe v'komachavin abayitak old muteres. Over here is a special parsha of ovad dumi de uvad, and as long as it's nichalei, even if you didn't do a ma'isa. Zog demar tosh ma'adig mar attempts being another raya. Now, Tosef, by the way, points out a good question. In fact, Tosef, in Toima, Amai Psula, by Olale Zoch, it's possible, Hovadi Lenichle, Lahafsit Pora, Shiremeh Yekorim. It's very expensive for Pora Aduma. So why would it be in Nichusa? I'm not Nichle that it should be possible. The Pora is worth a lot more than the mating of the Olale Zoch. Vovadi Lenichle, Lahafsit Pora, Shiremeh Yekorim, Bishul Dovamut. Vieshloima, Zoch Tosef, the Imneima Ksheira, if we would say it's kosher because it's Loi Nichle, then have a Nichle. Then I'll talk to be Nichle in the mating. Meaning it's totally zebezeh. If you would say that it's kosher because it's loy nichalei, because I want the par not to be ruined, then it would be nichalei in the etzem meaning. So that's called a nichalei, and that's why you can't be machshirit. Zog demar toshma another ayah.
Aveda
lo yishtachena. If a person finds an aveda, you have to make sure that aveda doesn't get ruined. If you find a carpet, you have to let it air out. If you find a safe, you have to open it up. You have to do things that the Aveda should not be ruined. Now, it's only the tzurich of the Aveda. You can't do for your own tzurich. Mm-hmm. You can't take a nice carpet and hang it on your wall to show off to people the beautiful furniture you have. Uh-huh. So Aveda, lo yishtachena le'gabe mito le'gabe megoid, you can't hang it on a mito on a peg, le'tzorchoi, for his own tzurich. Aval shaytcho le'tzorcho. But you're allowed to be shaytach the carpet, le'tzorcho, for the tzurich of the carpet. Al gabi mita al gabi mogoid. For the tzorko, it's mutter al gabi mita al gabi mogoid. Nizdam leloy orchin, if guests come to your house and you have this beautiful aveda that you found this carpet, so lo yishtechen aloy gabi mita al gabi mogoid, bein le tzorkoi. Once guests come, you can't even do it le tzorko. Why? Because the ma'aseh you're being nichalei. You're being nana from it. So we have a kval geraya. What's the raya? We see over here it's loy efsha. Why is it loy efsha? Because the carpet needs to be aired out. Aveda have to be. The tzorkar has to be done. and lemaisi mechavin. So it's loy efsha mechavin. We see clearly it's also. So we see a raya like Rava again. Loy efsha v'kom mechavin. It's also because it says that if you have orchin that come to your house, then it's also. Even letzalka ulitzalka, it doesn't make a difference. So it's loy efsha because it has to be done for the tzarich of the aveda, and it's mechavin and it's also letzalka ulitzalka is also. When you're only doing a letzarka without guests, then it's muta. When you're doing it for yourself, it's osa. When guests come over, then it's osa even letzarka. Why? Because it's loy efsha. It's needed for the aveda, but it's kol mechaven. So we see loy efsha from mechaven is osa.
When you come back to the same issue before, the guest, the hanah is only riyah or whatever. That's not really tashmish of it. When the behemoth is made into using the behemoth, but when you're plowing with the behemoth, you're using the plow. Here you just
you're asking what's the hano, what's the you're being miskaved by something that's only a riyah ba'alma. The Gemara is going to say it's more than riyah, it's going to be gezel at the end of the day. You're asking ain't by mamish.
Yeah.
So you have the same tarot to the Gemara before. But the Gemara's teretz says that it's more than riyah ba'alma. It's going to cause it actual that it might be stolen. Zogt the Gemara, shiny hosom. Over here, everyone agrees it's also. Why? The kolila, it's going to get destroyed. It's going to get ruined. Why? Why is it going to get burnt? Imishum ein abisha ein hora. Guests come to your house, see a beautiful carpet. That's a direct destruction. Imishum ganva. They'll see it. The next thing you know, they'll steal it. They'll take it from you. So that's why it's also. Lo oilam abai holds its muta by loy efshe v'kom echaven. Over here, it's also because your mom is causing a direct destruction because of ein abisha or ganva. It's like ma'abed biyadayim. Zok demal toshma, I'll bring you another raya. Moich eksus, moich in kedarkon. Uvivach, you asked me yesterday in Machlok Zepshim Rabbi Yudas by Shabbos. I said it's all over Shas. Here we see an example. Moich eksus. When it comes to shatnes, so people that sell clothing. Now the clothing is shatnes in it. I'm not selling it to you, I'm selling it to goyim. So they're allowed to sell it and wear it. Now it doesn't really mean wear it, it means that you're wearing it on your shoulders. It's a halal. It's not pshat. You don't have to put it on a stick. But you can actually wear it, but a halal ba'alma. So if, as long, even though, because levisha is also be'etzim, even if you're not mechaven, the issa shatnes is being loy b'shatnes. So by levisha, you won't say this heter. But halal, some Yishonim say even levisha is mutter be'en mechaven. But pashtas, moich iksuz, moich kedakun, uvatsa iskam mecham ne'achama. As long as you have no intent to be nena, uksham ne'akshomim, vatsnuin, those that are worried about averas, snuin zogdrashi pushim, shem ischach min akiu min adoimelo. They don't want any maris ayin or avera. So vatsnuin, mafshin lachirem b'makel. They take a hobo bag, they put it on a stick, and that's how they sell it. Now, the people that are not snuin are allowed to sell kedakon, as long as they're not mechavin. V'hocho, de'ef shalem evit ketsnuin. Here the Gemara being a raya faket. You can do it like the tsnuin, so it's efsher. You can take a different road, it's efsher. V'chiloi mechavin shori. It's efsher to do like the tsnuin, and as long as it's moichin kedak, and as long as it's amechavin, it's muta. So we see clearly a raya that efsher v'loi mechavin is muta. Now, in Lishta Kama, we had a machlokes Abaye and Rava, efsher v'loi mechavin. Abaye said muta, Rava says also. Here we see a raya, not like Rava. It says efsher v'loi mechavin is shogi. Efsher v'loi mechavin is shogi. Zogdi Gemara. Now, we don't say that it's a psik reisha, because Rav Shimon agrees by psik reisha. Either because by psik reisha the loy nichle, then we don't say psik reisha. That'll be one teretz. Or by einam iskaven, it's not called a maisa levisha b'chal. It's called a masri. So it's b'chal not in the psik reisha, the maisa levisha. But upon him, it's efshe v'chaloy mechaven ishori. Tufta leman the masri lishte kamer derove tufta. It's taka kasham lishte kamer that said that by efshe v'chaloy mechaven rova asers. Here we see behedya by tsnui by moichik sus. It's muta, so it's a tufta lishte kamer. And that's what we taka pasken. We pasken like a pshimen that dovashen miskamer is muta, and even when it's efshe. That means even when it's kalim mita kinkisa v'savtzel, even when it's ktanim that you can lift. Even if it's efshar that it shouldn't be gurim, harisha, or binyan in a bayis and a soda, it's mutter by enem iskavim. That's what we talk about. And it's a tufta on lisha kama, the rova tufta. Zog the Gemara. Velo yasik boy, tanu vikiroyim. Oh, now starts a new gishmak asugya of Zevze Goyrim. Shas Sugyo of Zevze Goyrim. Zog the Gemara, but Yasuk B'tanu B'Kirayim. You're not allowed to be Nana from Chometz after this man of Issa. You're not allowed to be eat it. You're not allowed to be Nana either. Mm-hmm. And the Mishnah is an example. You're not allowed to use it for firewood. Dog Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon. Tanu Shisiko B'Klipe. All we know is Osa B'Hano. In, by all it says behedya, lo yochel. Shalashonim, it says lo yochel. So now, by Orlo, you're not allowed to be nana. So Tanish is going to be klipe Orlo. If you have the shells of Orlo, the shells of the fruit, you're not allowed to use it for firewood. Shesika be klipe Orlo, oy be kashin shakla kerem, klea kerem, you can't be nana either. That's what we said. Klea kerem, punk, we said, it has to be kedera chano. That's something else. But you're not allowed to be nana. So Tanish is going to be klipe Orlo, be kashin klea kerem. So Chodosh, if the Tanu was a new oven, now a new oven only becomes usable by using it, utilizing it the first time. When you utilize the oven the first time with firewood, so now it strengthens the oven and it makes it usable. So now the whole oven became osai de isuga no. So Chodosh, if it's a new oven, yutatz. You can't use this oven anymore. The oven has to be destroyed, it has to be broken. Because the mice of the oven was made through klipe arlo. The conching of the oven was made through the klipe arlo, through the isur hano of klea kerem. So it's yutatz. Yoshon, if it was an existing oven, yutzan. As long as the fire cools off, now you can relight it again with the kosher fire. The eitzim that you use with klipe arlo, those you can't, obviously you can't use that fire. Once it cools off, if it's an old oven, so yutzan, let it cool off and relight it now with firewood that's not isur. Now, zok the braisa vaita, offer by a pas. If in this case of Isser, you used pas and you baked bread with eitzim of arlo, Rebbe oima pas asura, the pas is osur. Why? Because yeshvach eitzim a pas. That means whatever Isser was in the eitzim goes into the pas, and the pas becomes a stick arlo, that's osur. V'chachomim emgim, hapas muteres. No, the pas is muter. Because lemaisa, since arlo and klea kerem, the din is nisrofin, so it's like aforin, that's mutter. That's what we're trying to explain. By nikvarin, aforin are osa. But since arlo and klea kerem, bedafka, have to be burnt, so while it's being burnt, then you don't look at it as shvach eitzim pas. You don't look at it as this arlo anymore. It's gone. It doesn't go into the pas. So the pas is muteris. But at the time they're being nana, it's a destroyed wood. It's considered like aforin. And that's why the pas is mutter. That's machlokes Rebbe and Chachomim. Rebbe Taka holds, like you're saying, you're not allowed to be neder from Arlo. Aforin is mutter, yeah. Kol ha-nisrofin, aforin mutter. Kol ha-nikvorin, aforin is osa. So, bishla agabi gechalim, if let's say... No, everyone holds, oh, you over here? No, the machlok is, how do you look at it? Do you look at it day being neder from the Arlo? You look at it being, the bread is being baked from things that are aforin. That's ready, b'shas, that is mutter. How do you look at this? These eitzim now, that are cooking, that are baking the bread. But let's see the end of the bread. It's a bishla gabi gecholim. If let's see, you mevashal it on top of gecholim, coals. Now, coals is for sure destroyed. Here we see that this is the vort. How do you look at eitzim? Eitzim of arlo, klipe arlo, sotzimach legs, rabbi, and chachomim. Gechalim are destroyed already. So over there, everyone agrees it's mutter. Even Rebbe that says the pasta sura agrees by gechalim it's mutter. Now we ask the stira as follows. V'otanya, we learned in a braisa, bein chodosh, bein yoshon, yutzon, that even a tanur yoshon, I'm sorry, even a tanur chodosh is yutzon. That means you don't have to destroy it. Even a tanur chodosh, we don't say that the tanur now is gone and you can't use it ever because the tanur was made through Yisur Yano. So we have a stira. Enter the Gemara Loikasha. Hor Rebbe, Hor Rabbonon. We just had a machlokes a second ago. Rebbe and Rabbonon, legabe the pas. Rebbe holds the pas is osur. Suha Deni holds that the tanu yoshon, tanu chodesh, I mean, is yutatz. Chachomim that say the pas is mutter. Suha Din, they would say that the tanu chodesh, it's enough to be yutzan. It's the same machlokes. Rebbe and Chachomim that argue by pas would argue legabe the tanu chodesh if it's yutzan or yutatz. Zog lama lekasha Hor Rebbe, Hor Rabbonon. So that's what the Gemara wants to answer the stira. Zog the Gemara, how could you say this as a teretz? Why? Eim de shamele le Rebbe. When does Rebbe say that what? That it's osur. That's only where, when you utilize the wood itself. The wood itself is made from klipe arlo. So yeshvach eitzim bepas. That means whatever is in the eitzim goes into the pas. We don't say it's afogel. We say the eitzim going to the pas. Yesh vach eitzim pas. The machloek says yesh vach eitzim pas or not. Yes, what was the machloek? The machloek says yesh vach eitzim pas. So when does Rebbe say the pas becomes also yesh vach eitzim pas? So it's considered the pas is called this urano. However, zev is a goyim mishamadle. What is the oven? The oven that's a new oven. So it was made into an oven by the first time that you stoked the fire. The oven became usable now. Now you want to bake something else in that oven. That second time you're baking something, you're taking a new fire. So what is now going into this pas? It's zev is a goyim. Zev is a goyim means the new fire which is heted the keitzim. At the same time, it's an oven that was created through Isurano. So it's Zev Zegorim. It's not the Pshat. When does Rebbe say that a pas asura? When you take wood that's made from Klippi Arlo, so that Yeshvach eats in the pas, it goes into the pas Isurano. Mashenka, when you have an oven that was created through Isurano, and now you're stoking a second fire afterwards, why should the oven be also? The oven now is not only coming about through Isahano, it's coming about through Zev Zegorim. It's the Gorim of the oven that was conjured through Isahano, plus the new fire, which is regular heter. Zev Zegorim is Mutter. The Radin Avodah Zarah explains the reason why Zev Zegorim is Mutter is because it's like a bittel. Just like we noticed the parsha bittel, now you don't even need bittel b'roiv, chad v'chad is bottle. Since it's not be'en, zok the ran, it's going, the reason why zev is going with mutter, it's going to from the parsha of bittel, even chad v'chad, because it's not be'en. You don't even need roiv for this bittel. And that's the reason why zev is going with mutter, that you don't even need roiv, and it's not negeya to the sugya of pas. That's Shvach Eitzim Epas. Shvach Eitzim Epas, Rebbe Taka says the Pas Asura. Because the Eitzim itself is Isurano, it's Orlo and Klei Kerem. Mashein Kein Tanur, that is Chodosh, that was created through Isurano. So the Tanur is Taka Osir, but now that you're making the bread a second time now, after it was Chodosh, and you want to make bread with a new firewood, that's Zev Zegorim. You have the Is of the Tanur, plus the new firewood, Zev Zegorim is no Shaykhus to this Sugya. So Gemara Zev Zegorim is Shamedlei. So maybe this can be a teretz to the stira. We have a stira. Here it says, Tanur Chodosh is Yutatz. And here it says Yutzan. And we want to answer it to Machloikas of Rebbe and Chachomim. If the pas, Yeshvach Eitzim Pas or not. So the Gemara says, no Shaykhus. Shvach Eitzim Pas is not Zev Zegorim. Mashenkein, the Tanur, that's Zev Zegorim. Over here, it would not. That would not be a reason why it should be Yutatz. It's Zev Zegorim.
The
tanner itself is also. Correct. It's also. But now to rebake something with the tanner that was also with the new firewood is Zev Zegorim. So the Gemara wants to say it's a new teretz. So the Gemara Eloi Kasha, Horab Leaz Rabbonon, that talks about Zev Zegorim also, and we'll see that tomorrow. Now, Tois over here has a Kasha. We'll finish with the Tois. Tois over here has a Kasha in the Masel Chodesh Yutatz that we know the halacha is that Amavashal B'Shabbos B'Shoigek. According to Rebbe, a mevashel b'shabbos b'shoigeg yoichal. If b'shoigeg you did a ma'aser bishlan shabbos, he's allowed to eat it. Va'afilu b'shabbos. Fekteis v'amai nemi yeshvach mukta b'pas dikechalim mukta mein. Just like we say shvach eitzim b'pas, that the issa hano goes into the pas. That's called yeshvach eitzim b'pas. Without the tsugi of zev zegorim, even without zev zegorim, this is tsugi called shvach eitzim b'pas. So, just like the Shvach goes into the past by the Isur Hano, so firewood is Muktzah. So why do we say Mavash B'Shal B'Shoigeg is Yoichal? Let the Issa Muktzah, because after all the firewood is Muktzah, that Bishul that you're doing with the Eitzim, let that Muktzah go into the past. So how can Mavash B'Shal B'Shoigeg Yoichal? Lamai says Muktzah in the past, Yeshvach Eitzim in the past. So, Tesis V'Oimeri, the Leshaych El B'Isur Hano Dafka. It's not shaykh to say shvach eitzim only on Isur Hano. Isur Hano, the Issa, goes into the past. But on something that's also because of Muktzah, we don't say the shtick Muktzah goes into the past. So Mela, we're not going to say that yeshvach Muktzah bepas, that now Mvashah B'Shabbat should be also as Muktzah. And Tosfos says, Tosfos is mechalik between the Braisa that says Chodosh is Yutatz, that's because Zev Zegorim is also. Meaning, it's Yutatz because at the end of the day, it's Zev Zegorim. You have the Issa Hano, and even if you're going to have a new fire now, it's Zev Zegorim, it's Osa. So it has to be Yutatz. And the Manda Omer that says that Yutzan is because Taki holds Zev Zegorim is Mutter. And the Gemara continues, we'll see tomorrow. Ho Rabbi Eliezer, Ho Rabbonon, Rabbi Eliezer, Taki holds Zev Zegorim is Osa, and that's Pshat in the Braisa.